To medicine now and addiction. A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine finds that 90% of patients with chronic pain who overdose on opioid painkillers are able to get new prescriptions for those same drugs after they overdose. Opioid painkillers include prescriptions like OxyContin and Vicodin. It's another wrinkle in the complicated interplay between drugs that play a vital role in controlling pain and their potential for abuse. Dr. Jessica Gregg is Addictions Medical Director at Central City Concern. That's a nonprofit that focuses on poverty and homelessness in Portland, Oregon. She says there are no widespread systems in place to warn doctors about a previous overdose.
Part of that is we understandably really want to protect our patients' privacy and their health records, and particularly around addiction and mental health. And so there are multiple obstacles to just knowing what happened to someone if you're curious or if you feel like you need to know.
So the vast majority of patients, I take it, who get these opioid drugs for pain, or ostensibly for pain, since that's the legitimate medical use, are they going to pain specialists and people who really know how to prescribe opioid drugs and all of the intricacies? Are they going to primary care doctors who might not know how to use these drugs properly?
That's a great question. So the majority of opioids prescribed are prescribed by primary care doctors. And primary care doctors aren't given much time in general for appointments. And whichever condition it is occurring, or both, chronic pain or addiction or an intersection of those two, both of those conditions are really complicated and take much more than 15 minutes to tease out and to figure out what's the best treatment and to figure out what's the best dosage. And there's so much going on there, and they're so often preceded by social chaos or PTSD or some other sort of distress. So all of those issues are happening with these patients, and primary care doctors have a 10 to 15 minutes to try to tease that out, figure out how to best treat it, and they very likely don't have the multitude of resources that really are needed to take care of both of those conditions in the best way.
So what needs to happen here then, in your view, to make primary care physicians more aware, not only of prescribing these drugs well, if that's possible in such complicated cases, but also so that they're notified when a patient overdoses, so they know better when the patient comes back for more drugs?
It's complicated because, again, of privacy issues, but the authors of the study make the really excellent suggestion that we harness the power of, in Oregon, it's called the PDMP, the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. It's just a database, basically, of prescriptions of controlled substances.
But Dr. Gregg, yes. You and I both know that prescription monitoring programs, which exist all over the country for potentially dangerous drugs like opioids or like stimulants that are used for ADHD, other drugs like that, many physicians resist these types of systems as an intrusion on their practice.
I don't think that physicians resist them as an intrusion. I think, again, and that's to get to your other point, I think, again, the problem is a limitation of time. So I think the tool is a powerful tool. I think if it can be made even more easy to use, and somehow if we could introduce into that database some sort of reporting of overdoses, that would be a really powerful tool. And it's not a punitive tool, it's information. So the idea isn't to find out somebody overdosed and then take away their medication. The idea is to find out somebody overdosed, realize that something is going on, either the prescriber is prescribing too much, or the patient is taking it inappropriately, and make a change.
A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine showing that upwards of 90% of patients on opioid painkillers who overdose are able to get new prescriptions for that very same drug after the overdose. Dr. Jessica Gregg, Addictions Medical Director at Central City Concern in Portland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.